Welcome to Investors Insights. Our topic today is client Q&A. We've received a lot of questions from clients. One, Brexit and international investing, inflation, does China matter? And also from the standpoint of government shutdown. And so we wanted to address clients' questions today as we're looking at the market, the volatility. Also, as we continue to let you know that we think there's probably resistance on the S&P 500 somewhere around 2600 to 2650. The S&P at the time of this filming was somewhere around 2580. We think earnings and other things going on in the market are still very positive, but there's questions coming at us left and right, and we want to address those. So, Trey, talk about Brexit this week and international investing.
Yeah, definitely. So I think we've mentioned Brexit over the last few years multiple times on this vlog. It always seems like it's about to happen, and then nothing happens. But this week really appears to be the move or don't move moment, where Theresa May has to pass through the House of Commons a Brexit deal. Europe has to agree to it, or we're really going to hit against a time wall where it's just going to be a no-deal hard exit, which could be really negatively impacting what are already very weak global markets.
Right.
Europe's near a recession. Germany's negative GDP growth. Japan is in a recession. The last thing global markets need is a hard Brexit to push things even weaker.
Right. And the U.S. economy continues to still show a lot of strength.
Definitely. That's the thing. So we've been saying this, and we were trying to tell our Fed chairperson, Jerome Powell, that there's no inflation risk because of that global weakness.
Okay, so talk about that, because people are saying, hey, rates have gone up. Where's the inflation?
Exactly. Our clients have asked us, why is the Fed raising rates, or, you know, why is this impacting my portfolio, and why would the Fed stop? Is the economy weak? No, our economy is still strong, but it's that global weakness. We're importing deflation. We saw that in December. December's CPI was actually negative 0.1%. Now, that's not a disaster, and that's not long term, but that you can't have an inflation problem and negative inflation.
Right.
It just seems a little counterintuitive to me.
Yeah, and in 2018, one of the themes was the Fed and them raising interest rates.
Right.
So we may definitely see that slow up as the Fed has indicated. At the same time, Bobby, going back to international and tying into hot topics, China tariffs also causing volatility in this market. You brought up about China matters.
Yeah, it
does.
Talk
about that, because clients are asking.
Yeah, clients are always asking, you know, what the trade war, why is that making the market react? Or why are the economic reports coming from China making the market go down? Well, China matters. And important to remember, 10 years ago, China actually helped stave off a global depression by enacting a $600 billion stimulus package. So they helped us there. It's also important to know that really over the past couple of years, China has accounted for over a third of the global economic growth. That's a big number for one country. And then from an investment standpoint, in 2017, there was $111 billion of Chinese investments in North America and Europe. $111 billion. Last year, that fell by 73% to $30 billion. That's a big drop in investment spending by Chinese.
And that's one of the things cited, that there was a lot of negative global interest in the U.S. markets. Mm-hmm. We had a really weak market in 2018, partially because of global investors.
Yeah, so it's a big drop in 1 year. Also, we're starting to see that China's slowdown is impacting great companies like Apple. They came out and their earnings could take a hit from that. But the good news is that China is making moves. So just last week, China put $34 billion in infrastructure spending in. That's going to help. The market reacted positively to that. And then also, the central bank is going to take action with some more stimulus throughout the year. So it does matter. China matters.
Well, and that's going to continue to be a theme this year. And a new one that's come up that you brought up and clients are asking questions about is the government shutdown and the impact on their portfolios in relation to the economy. Talk a little bit about that, Adam.
Yeah, so today we're entering the 24th day of the government shutdown. If this continues another week and a half, it will exceed that $6 billion estimated, will exceed the proposed $5 billion for the wall.
Okay.
So we get questions all the time from clients. How's this government shutdown, you know, affecting the markets? How's it going to affect my portfolio?
So, Adam, you've talked about, you know, this expense, but quantify that. Help us put it in perspective here. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, absolutely. And to find more information on that, you know, across our social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. We posted an article this morning that kind of breaks down the logistics of everything that we're talking about and discussing.
Right.
One thing we want to keep an eye on is consumer confidence, consumer spending coming up. You know, when the shutdown ends, how's this trend going to continue? Right. And how's it going to affect the markets and portfolios?
Right. Yeah. Well, you've got people, if there are people not getting paid, right. If there's government contractors not getting paid, all of that eventually has a rippling effect. And we have to keep a close eye on it. Doesn't mean, as we've voiced before in this vlog, it's just something that we're watching closely mm-hmm. to see if it will have an impact. Mm-hmm. That could change overnight as well.
Definitely.
But these are topics that clients are asking us about. We're watching it closely. We want to keep you informed with all the details and the impact it could have on your portfolio and the overall economy. We hope you have a great week. We thank you so much for the Q&A. The questions that we're getting, the dialogue, the exchange, we thoroughly enjoy those. Keep those coming. Also, thank you for sharing our vlogs with others. That's opened up doors for us, and we can't thank you enough. Have a great week, and we'll look forward to updating you as the week progresses.